Hey everyone, it's Devin from Res Life. Quote, one day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say this, Father, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us day by day the food we need. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who does us wrong. And do not bring us to hard testing. And Jesus said to his disciples, suppose one of you should go to a friend's house at midnight and say, friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine who was on a trip has just come to my house, and I don't have any food for him. And suppose your friend should answer from inside, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. Well, what then? I tell you that even if he will not get up and give you the bread because you are his friend, yet he will get up and give you everything you need because you are not ashamed to keep on asking. And so I say to you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For those who ask will receive, and those who seek will find, and the door will be opened for anyone who knocks. Would any of you who are fathers give your son a snake when he asks for fish? Or would you give him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? As bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more, then, will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? End quote. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Did you catch the point that Jesus was trying to make? He really didn't spend much time on the actual words we use to pray. Rather, he focused on what our attitudes need to be when we call out for the Spirit. We need to have endurance and persistence in the things that we ask for.